Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait,
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, 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 if you were with us in hour one, David Fisher, who is proudly a sponsor of this show, Landmark Capital, gold's going to $5,000 to $10,000 an ounce in less than 10 years. This is going to be crazy. But the way we have printed money with the quantitative easing, completely believable, at least in my book. Welcome to Saturday night. We're going to get off the serious stuff for a little bit. We got a lot of fun things to do this hour. Janice Dean, a little bit later on. Let's go back to the big board, Nick. Janice Dean from the Fox News Channel, she's going to be with us. She wants to put a noogie on Andrew Cuomo's forehead. And I can't blame her. She had not one, but two in-laws that passed away in the COVID crisis, and in due in large part to the handling of the COVID crisis by the governor with what he did with nursing homes. But she's going to tell us her story firsthand. That's coming up a little bit later this hour. But here in the second hour, we always try to do something called the Ladies Lounge, which is where we invite exclusively articulate and women of substance to come in. They have different degrees of expertise in all kinds of disciplines. You know, we've had everyone from Leslie Stahl of CBS 60 Minutes to Michelle Malkin of, you know, what some would perceive to be the far right wing. We've had all kinds that have come through. I feel like, at least in the world of talk radio, which is, I know this is on television, but it's the largest syndicated weekend radio talk show in America. I feel like that there's not enough female voices in a male dominant society and industry. I feel like if I can have a little bit of an affirmative action step that I want to take, it's to elevate some of these voices. And my next guest is no exception. And while she's not been on this platform in this capacity before, Elizabeth Pipko is someone who I believe is going to make a huge difference when the final chapter of her contributions are all written, because she has stood up and said, I want to be counted, and I want my time on this planet and in this life to count for something. We're going to get into all of that. She has a very interesting background for someone who is now an activist in the political mainframe. But Elizabeth Pipko, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough platform. You've never been on the weekend show, so welcome to Radio Night Live. It's a joy to have you. And the guys are working on your audio. Let's try that one more time. I give you this flow, this flowery introduction, Elizabeth, and we missed your greeting. Welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Let me start with a question about that. When I told some of my friends, and this was years ago when I was doing late night talk radio in New York, and I said, you know what, there's not enough female voices in the mix, particularly in talk radio, and particularly from, I would perceive, the right of center, some would say across all gambit, but I would say particularly of right of center voices, that we just don't hear from as many articulate women as there are out there, and yet the left constantly lobs these folks up into the camera spotlight. That, I'm sorry, Elizabeth, I'm not that taken with Ilhan Omar. I don't think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has contributed large amounts of intellectual heft to the debate. What do you think of the idea of getting more conservative women that think with common sense into the mix?
No, I think it's obviously super important. In general, when I grew up, I didn't look to these different celebrities and politicians. I looked to my mom and my dad. And I think only when you get older should you be looking to different politicians and others at that level for inspiration. I think people forget that those people, those leaders, male, female, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, is not where we actually should be going for inspiration.
Yeah.
I think that's most important. But like you said, having females in general is important because little girls and boys deserve somebody to look up to.
Well, and I appreciate that honesty. Let's talk a little bit about you. If people have never heard of you before, talk to us about what you did prior to your current situation of things, which we will definitely delve into. You've got a new book out. I want everybody to buy a copy. Actually, you can pre-order it now on Amazon. It goes on sale on the 25th. I'd love to just jettison Elizabeth Pipco to number one on Amazon on that opening day. But talk to us a little bit about when you were a girl, for example, walking through Central Park one day, you literally fell into an opportunity to become a model. How did that happen?
Yeah, so I actually wasn't the one walking through Central Park. My mother was walking through Central Park with this dog who she adopted. And when I say adopted, I mean we had been in Florida living there where I was training for the Olympics. We can get into that as well. And my mother actually found this tiny dog on the street as I was taking, I think, the SATs or something. And she saved this tiny dog who ended up, in the moment, we couldn't tell because he had kidney failure and broken bones and everything
else. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but he was actually like a purebred teacup, rare tricolor Pomeranian, something like that. The cutest dog you've ever seen. And, of course, she adopted him and treated him like her, I want to say her third child, but even more like her first child. Like, suddenly my brother and I disappeared, which is fine.
Yeah, you guys were no longer important at that point.
No, not at all. But I don't blame her, honestly. So she was walking this dog in Central Park, and a photographer stopped her and said, hey, the dog for our photo shoot just canceled. Your dog is precious. Clearly, can we use him? And, of course, my mom jumped at that opportunity. And to repay my mother, because my dog, unlike we learned later, some weird dog owners and dogs have these, like, bank accounts for when they work in show business. My dog did not have one. So to repay my mother for that, my mom asked if she could do a one-hour photo shoot with me. I was, I think, 16 or 17. Was really, really injured at the time, was going through a really rough phase in my life. My mom did that for me. The photographer sent the photos over to a really, really big, I wouldn't say top agency in New York City, and they signed me within like 2 weeks, and then I became a model.
Now, I'm just curious, you know, I'm the father of a little five-year-old sweetheart, and I've struggled with the idea of, and because her mother is insanely attractive, she's probably going to have good genes and probably be along those same lines. What do you say to parents if they ask you, is the modeling world worth it to get your daughter involved in? Because I know it can be kind of a tough place to be as well, even for people that are, you know, somewhat successful there.
Yeah, no, it is brutal, absolutely brutal. I always say nothing could have prepared me for politics better than the modeling world. They're actually very weirdly similar. In general, I'd say it depends on your son or daughter. I think no one knows them better than their parents. For me, my mom was 1,000,000,000% right, and it was the best opportunity I could have had. I think God genuinely sent that to me as a gift. I had been through so much, was at one of the worst points in my life, and really did not live like the average 16, 17-year-old girl's life. I'd never been asked on a date, never worn makeup. I was homeschooled because, like I said, I was in training, so I really was never a girl. And when I lost my sport, I didn't know how to be myself. I didn't know who I was. And modeling not only teaches you confidence and things that you genuinely cannot learn elsewhere unless you're thrust into that environment and have to do it in order to survive. And on top of that, it teaches you to, I want to say, to respect yourself. People might not see it that way, but I write about it quite a bit in my book. As a girl, I was seeing a lot of girls my age doing some pretty bad things I said they would regret with other guys, with God knows who. And when you model and you realize your own self-worth, you realize what it means to be you, what people would literally pay to have you in a photo, what it means to make those huge decisions at 17 years old into like what modeling photo shoots you should even appear in. And you really think about your future in a way that you normally wouldn't. And I'd say it saved me actually from a lot of bad decisions.
That's a very interesting perspective. I've talked to a lot of people in and out of the business. I don't claim to be an expert on it, but it is a mixed bag depending on who you talk to. And you're definitely one of the more successful stories there. You mentioned your life as an athlete. Talk to us about what you did by way of athletics prior to modeling.
Yeah, so when I was 10 years old, I discovered figure skating. and that I was more in love with figure skating than I will ever be with any person till the day I die, which sounds crazy, but it's absolutely true. I was 10 years old. I had one lesson, and I told my parents I wanted to go to the Olympics right then and there. And my parents genuinely are the greatest human beings to ever exist and the greatest parents, and they put everything into my training, including my mom picking up everything, packing up my brother and I, and moving across the country with my father, keeping his job in New York, and traveling every single weekend for 2 years to see it.
Wow. That's commitment.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
Some weeks he was actually working in Europe, so it would be Monday, Tuesday in New York, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Europe, Saturday, Sunday in Florida. I think he did that for about 2 years, never missed one weekend.
What a legacy, though. I mean, to have a dad who could be that accessible even under such circumstances is really remarkable. We're speaking with Elizabeth Pipko. Are you actively working as a model? Do you still do things from time to time currently, or is that pretty much a retirement for you now?
I try. It's hard as a conservative, unfortunately, to model.
Well, we'll get into that, too. Okay, we're going to take a break. And I said former model. Maybe I'll just say model. Elizabeth Pipko is with us. She's also an activist and the founder of the Exodus Movement. We're going to talk about all that coming up as well in the Ladies Lounge right now on Radio Night Live. And again, if you miss any portion of this conversation, go back and get the podcast at SoundCloud or on iTunes. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're just joining us and you're watching on Biz TV or you're watching the stream, we've got it up at YouTube and Twitter and Periscope. That picture of Times Square, I have not seen in literally 25 weeks. There are actual people in Times Square, which is just, I mean, given the general condition of the city right now, that's kind of a miracle in and of itself, because day to day it's a ghost town and it's just such a sad reality. And someone who loves this city as much as I do is my guest, Elizabeth Pipko, model and activist and now author. You may have seen her on the Fox News Channel advocating for various things related to the interests of Israel and the Jewish issues in America today, but she is very passionate about America, and that is in fact the theme of her book, and I want you to get a copy of this. It's Finding My Place, Making My Parents' American Dream Come True, which is a very interesting take on the American dream. Elizabeth, it's again good to have you in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and thanks for being here. It's been fun so far. I you told me stuff, and we've talked a few times. You told me stuff I didn't know about your background. Let me just kind of continue from there. So you went from ice skating to modeling, and you found yourself getting involved in kind of having a political awakening. Is that the best word for it? A realization that what you strongly believed and what the world around you was pumping out didn't quite measure up?
I don't even think it was that. It's weird. I think a lot of people have these awakenings, and everybody always asks me, when did you have yours? I never did. Maybe I was born having this awakening. I don't know. Maybe I didn't notice it happening. But I think you just get to an age and to a point where you realize your life can either be nothing or something. And I wanted my life to be something. And politics was such a big deal. Unfortunately, it still is to so many people, specifically since Donald Trump announced that he was running for president. So for me, I wanted to throw my hat in that ring like I had in some other ones and see what I could do.
Well, and so walk us through the evolution. You began speaking up about it in various places and quickly learned that that wasn't really welcomed in certain circles.
Yeah, so I actually did not speak up. I secretly worked for the president's campaign in 2016. For the last, I want to say, 4 months of the campaign. Obviously, we won the election. And the entire time, nobody, except for maybe two or three friends and family members, knew what I was doing. And I met my husband on that campaign. We got married 2 years later at Mar-a-Lago. And it just seemed like I was hiding this giant part of my life, which didn't make any sense. And I decided to, unfortunately, tell what was then a secret, which seems silly, but it was. And only from the reaction I got from that did I realize how big of a problem it was in our country that people on both the left and the right were terrified to say who it was that they supported. I obviously had my own experience as a model and a woman in New York City with being scared that I was slightly on the right. But I know people that have that same issue on both sides, and I decided to, I guess, very passionately throw my hat in that ring to start with and tell people that in the United States of America, you should never be afraid to support anyone.
Yeah, and that launched you into a different vein of public exposure. What was it like when your modeling friends and your athlete friends and everyone did begin to discover your true beliefs?
I mean, maybe it wasn't as bad because I was prepared for it. But like you say, what happened when those people or those friends discovered it? And they're no longer friends. So really, there's your answer.
And that's not because you cut them off, though.
No, definitely not. It feels like the entire world cut me off, which is kind of sad and scary when you think about it. But it's been a really, I don't want to say unfortunate experience, but it's been really scary just to be a part of it for so long and to see how the world is not shaping up into a better direction and to see how many people really take politics to that extreme in their life and are fine cutting off family, friends, coworkers, peers, classmates, anything else because they don't like the person that they voted for. And it's been really, really scary. It's hard on me, But I'm so lucky with the people I do have in my life. I can't imagine how hard it is probably for other people out there.
It's interesting because I get the same kind of quizzical looks all the time when people find out that I believe what I believe as strongly as I believe it, and yet I live and work and eat and breathe the atmosphere of New York City. It's my favorite place on earth. I'm heartbroken as to what's happened to it and where it's headed currently. And I'll get weird questions like, are you the only one of your kind? Like, and I'm like, no, there's more of us here than you realize. But I think that the not being afraid of your own shadow thing is a huge deal. And you kind of explore that idea in the new book, Finding My Place. I'm hoping people will pre-order it today. You can get it in stores on the 25th of August. But let's help make Elizabeth's writing a bestseller, because I think when you get to know just a little bit more of her story, you're going to be really inspired. Speaking of which, you mentioned in the first segment your faith. And you talked about you've told me in the past that that your faith and your political worldview were one of the reasons why you felt like it was important then to become more active than passive. And sometimes I think, if I understand correctly, you feel frustrated because others you see around you sometimes don't let their faith play a role in what they do or what they believe. Explain some of that for us.
Yeah, so for me, I don't like when people say, oh, she's Republican. You know, I don't like labels in general. I don't think they make a lot of sense. And I think they've brought us kind of to where we are now, where people either like or fear each other or hate each other based on that term, not realizing that they might hate or love the person once they get to know them, apart from how they may have voted in 2016. So for me, I always tell people that the few things that really guide me are just, you know, my faith, my values, the way I was raised. I mean, that's really it. So for me, my political views are shaped by my faith and my religious views. And I don't think that if I wasn't I don't want to say the Jew that I am, but even the Jew that I am, how I see Judaism, the impact it's had in my life, I wouldn't have some of the views that I have. So I think, A, if people knew that those views come from a deeper place and not just from wanting to be, you know, liberal, conservative, whatever it is.
Right.
They would take it more seriously, A, and B, they would realize that we might have more in common if we looked at the faith behind our decisions, the beliefs that we might align on or disagree on, the conversations that we could have that people have had for years that span long beyond and far beyond Republican and Democrat.
And for you, the life issue was one of those issues that you had to support.
Yeah, so when I was, I want to say 9 or 10, I began being obsessed with politics, far more obsessed than I am now. And I learned what an abortion was. I think I was 9 or 10. And I decided then that I was a Republican. My dad sat me down and said, you are nothing. You are 10 years old and you will not decide what you are until far into the future. So take a breath, take a chill pill, do your research and decide what values that you want to have, like what you want to believe in and not what label you want to assign to yourself before you finish the 5th grade. So that was super important for me, and it was important for me to realize that I might be pro-life for whatever reason, and that doesn't mean that I have to shape every other view in my life based on that and align with a certain politician or political party completely because of that. But that is, I want to say, the strongest view that I have and the one that has stayed with me the longest, the one I've never shifted on or wavered on, and one that is really important to me to fight for and to show that we are more as women than what the media wants us to become.
Oh, man, you could preach an entire sermon on that point right there. Okay, Elizabeth, I warned you I might do this because I want to talk a little bit about the book. So can you stay with us for one more segment?
Of course.
All right. We're talking with model Elizabeth Pipko, who's I hope you appreciate the earnestness with which she's coming to this conversation from. And I'm so glad that she's with us in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Again, you want to see any of this all over again, you can go to Periscope. Go follow my live feed. You can get the video podcasts of the show after we're done. You can also get the audio versions at SoundCloud and iTunes. And when we continue, not only why she wrote her book, but what she hopes will happen with this country where her parents have had this great dream in the days to come. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional lawmakers have left Capitol Hill for the remainder of the August recess without a deal for the next COVID-19 relief package, which is expected to send another stimulus payment to most Americans. The House and Senate are now both on recess. House Democratic leaders and negotiators from the White House have worked this month to find a deal on another relief bill. Both chambers have crafted relief aid, but the two sides remain far apart on certain provisions. Unless negotiators reach an agreement, lawmakers will not return to Capitol Hill until September. The House is scheduled to return September 14th, and the Senate the second week of the month. Adding to the uncertainty are both parties' national nominating conventions, which will be held over the next 2 weeks. The Democrats will stage theirs next week, and the Republicans a week later. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys, boys.
Beautiful of shot boys, of a beautiful boys, night boys, in a city that is struggling to stay the most compelling city on planet Earth. That's a shot of Fifth Avenue. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're listening by way of radio, sorry you miss out on all the great pictures, but you can go stream the show on Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, etc., and you can also join us on some 300 radio stations across the country. Thank you to everyone, by the way, who makes that possible. Biz TV, Salem Media, CRN, GCN, a ton of networks that carry the show. Just grateful for everyone's participation. And a note, you know, you read my column every Sunday morning on townhall.com. I was just strutting through Elizabeth Pipko's Twitter feed, and I realized she co-authored a piece that's on Town Hall right now with Peter O'Rourke talking about veterans and some of the great contributions they've made to our lives. So we're grateful to be able to promote that as well. And I want you to get Elizabeth's book. And that's what I want to talk about right now. Elizabeth Pipko, former model and now the founder of a thing called the Exodus Movement. The book is called Finding My Place. And for people that are not familiar with the Exodus Movement, Elizabeth, just real quickly, give us the elevator pitch on what you guys are trying to accomplish there.
Yeah, so the group has evolved and gone in many different directions. The group really launched when we had members of Congress come into office and say some things that had never been said, I think, in the halls of Congress. There was support for the BDS movement. We had congresswomen being banned from entering Israel, which I think is really scary. And it was time that, I guess, someone stood up and did something. So the group has evolved in lots of different directions. We have a not-for-profit arm as well as a super PAC arm, and that's really important to me. So we can both get involved politically and in just advocacy for Jewish causes and pro-Israel causes, which is one of my number one things. And it's just important to me that there are groups out there like this for Jewish Americans.
Real quickly, Israel signed a huge peace deal this week with the UAE. Your reaction?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's special to me because I don't think people realize, because there are these accusations of dual loyalty, I don't think people realize what Israel means to a lot of people, specifically Jewish people living in America like me and Jews across the world. And we worry daily about Israel, the attacks on Israel, the countries surrounding Israel that really do not want it on the map, something that many are not scared and not shy to say out loud, which is really scary. So to see the UAE do this with, of course, the support of Donald Trump and the United States was really special for me to not be as worried about Israel, about my children, my future children one day getting to step foot in Israel, and Israel's survival, obviously, which is so, so important and genuinely at risk every single day.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the book. You subtitled it, I want people to get it, Finding My Place, Making My Parents' American Dream Come True. You've also written at length about how important your parents' vision of America was in some of your op-eds. What's this connection to your parents' dream and your place, as you put it in the title?
Yeah, so I think all of us here in America have heard the term American dream. I was raised, obviously, hearing the term every day. But when you think about it, how lucky we are just to be in this country, it's hard to really put into words. I'm going to start crying here right now. Mm. In general, I don't think I deserve to have an American dream before my parents get to live theirs. My parents and grandparents gave up genuinely everything they had to come here. My father even lost his father, my grandfather. I never got to meet him. He said goodbye to him, thinking he'd never see him again when he came here because my grandfather was not allowed out. That's exactly what happened. He passed away a few years later from a heart attack. Literally, their lives would have been okay. I mean, apart from what happens when you live in the Soviet Union. But they had more money. They had more connections, more family, more friends, all these things in the Soviet Union that people don't understand, that people are giving up to come here. They came each with $90 in their pockets. Mm. My dad was practically homeless. They gave absolutely everything for me to literally have the perfect life, being a child in New York City in the greatest country in the world. And I think they, above all, way above me, deserve an American dream. And it's a pressure that I felt since I was a little girl to make sure that all of their sacrifices were not in vain. And it's a pressure that I take very seriously, not just for my life and my success and my future, but for all Americans and all people born here or not born here, hopefully to realize what it means to be here and what people around the world will give up just for a speck of the American dream that we are so, so lucky each to be living.
And this book kind of tells their story and your story combined and kind of where you're at now and everything that you've been through. And friends, I just hope that you'll get a copy and be inspired by it. And Elizabeth, real quickly, just a final few seconds. What do you want people to take away from the book?
So when I was editing the book, we were in the middle of the COVID crisis. And I think I want people to realize what matters most in life, and that's not politics. That's a love of your country, your family, your friends, what's around you, empathy from one another, and a future that all of us can hopefully believe in together if we put all these things that divide us aside and start finding the things that can really unite us.
That is well received and well said. Elizabeth, thank you for being with us on this late Saturday. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough, we're coming back. Final couple of segments. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we're continuing on in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and just got breaking news during the break. The president's brother has passed away, so thoughts and prayers for President Trump and the Trump family tonight. Our thoughts with them, and hope that the family is able to find some solace in this time. We continue in the Ladies Lounge, and I am very honored to have my next guest, because not only is she one of the genuinely nicest people in the entire Fox News universe, nobody that walks the halls where Janice Dean is ever at is ever confused by her politeness, by her very gregarious laugh, and just her winning personality. But Janice had a very hard time during the COVID crisis in losing not one, but both in-laws to the crisis, and to some degree would like to have some more questions answered from the governor that got all kinds of kudos, and I'm not exactly sure what for, because I think more people ended up dead than he will admit publicly. But Janice Dean, it is so nice to be here. Tell us about how your paths crossed the COVID track with Governor Cuomo and how that all ended up to touch your family.
First of all, thank you for your wonderful introduction and your wonderful words. And I wish I was there in person with you. such a hard time for all of us. I know.
Yeah.
This position I'm in is not a comfortable one. I have to be honest. You know, I've always been the weather person at Fox for the last 17 years. I love delivering the forecast. I like to warn people when there's a storm. I really dislike the fact that I'm in this political storm right now, but I feel it's important because I do have a story, and I have a tragic one that personally I would like responses and answers and accountability for.
Sure.
Both my in-laws, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, passed away from COVID in separate elderly care facilities here in New York.
Mm.
We wanted to have them together. Listen, I sympathize with people who have elderly parents and they struggle with what to do with them. Now that we're in a pandemic, there's no question we would have made arrangements to have our parents-in-law here at the house. But at the time, they were living in a four-story walk-up for 60 years. They didn't want to leave. We tried many times to get them care, 24-hour care in the home. They were still being rushed to the ER. My husband who's a firefighter, by the way, who was rushing from work to them. So that's the background. We struggled for many months on what to do with them. And we finally found an assisted living residence that was going to take both of them. But his father had dementia and was not doing well. So he needed rehab before he could be in any shape to get him into the assisted living facility near our house where we could visit them. COVID comes into play. You know, they're not even in their elderly care facilities for a month or so. And then COVID comes in play and it takes my father-in-law first. We had no idea he was sick. We weren't allowed to visit him. Obviously, we were all in quarantine. We were getting updates on him. He was fine up until a Saturday afternoon at the end of March, where we got a call saying he wasn't feeling well. He had a fever. And 3 hours later, they call us back and say he's dead. And honestly, we had no idea he was even ill up until 3 hours before that phone call, them telling us phone the funeral home and take care of it. And that in itself, trying to get to him and get him to a funeral home. I mean, listen, there are thousands of families that went through the same thing.
Right.
But then two weeks later, and my husband had to deliver the news to his mom on the phone that his dad had died. And she's in the assisted living facility. We tell her, obviously it's tragic for her, and she gets sick in the assisted living facility and is transported to the hospital, diagnosed with COVID, dies in the hospital. And one of the reasons I am very vocal, not only on the mandate to put COVID positive patients into nursing homes, but the fact that the governor and this state does not count my mother-in-law as an elderly facility death because she died in the hospital.
Yeah, and you know, Carol Markowitz, who was on the show yesterday from the New York Post, wrote about that. There's been such shady accountability here, Janice, on not just the infection rates, but how they classified deaths. And I think in large measure in New York, it was done to try to minimize the damage to the governor for no other reason than that it was just damaging to him. And
of course,
when you're talking about, and the best experts that I've been able to put together have said that we are looking, so the official number is what, 6,200? The experts say if you add up the hospital deaths that should be classified as nursing home deaths, and you figure out all the other factors, the number is probably upwards of 12,000 or more that lost their lives. Janice, That's six times the number of New Yorkers that were lost on 9/11. And this governor has the audacity to act like he's some sort of bachelor dating star in his press conferences. I don't understand this.
So that's the reason why I'm on your program, is because I wasn't going to speak out. This is very tough for my husband. He can't listen to any interviews that I do, radio, television, or the things that I write for the various op-ed sections that I've done. But he gives me permission to do this because there was no accountability. The interviews that he was doing, he was never asked about the nursing homes. I mean, I was going crazy when I saw him on with his brother, obviously, with the big, you know, the big cotton swab doing these, like, comedy routines, when my family can't even mourn or go to a funeral or have a wake.
Right.
That's why I'm speaking out, because there wasn't any asking of the question. Now I'm starting to see, you know, months later, that they're, you know, the AP is doing stories on the fact that, oh, wow, yes, these death totals are probably double. So now, hopefully, I don't know, though, Kevin. I mean, it's been this long and there hasn't been any accountability, and he continues to go around thinking, you know, I'm the guy. I'm your guy. And now he's going to be speaking at the Democratic convention. I mean, it's just my hands are up.
Janice, I think we all hear the frustration in your voice, and we appreciate you being with us, particularly on a late night like this. But I just got to say, friend, if you've been hearing what Janice is expressing there, that is the outlook of the Democrats that not only mismanaged their states during COVID, Cuomo in New York, Whitmer in Michigan, Murphy in New Jersey, across the board, many more deaths than were necessary. But that's a little bit about how the bureaucracy has managed the crisis all the way around. And if we want different results, we have to elect different people. Janice, thanks for being here. Coming back, Kevin McCullough, final segment next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough, closing time. Shutting the thing down. By the way, if you're watching on Biz TV, it starts all over again at the top of the hour. If you missed any of it, just stick around. And the stream, yeah, we post it at Twitter. It's on Periscope as well, but if you want to watch the stream, you can go to Twitter. I have it pinned to the top of the page each week. And thousands of you are viewing it throughout the week and dropping your feedback in there as well. So it's always good to have you with us. Thankful to Janice Dean, Elizabeth Pipko, and David Fisher, who were all with us tonight. And I'm really happy that the lights are coming back on for the 9/11 Memorial, the tribute to light. If you had not heard, they have reversed themselves. They are the state and Michael Bloomberg are going to combine efforts to go flip a switch and turn some lights on. And that's what the city evidently couldn't figure out how to do under Bill de Blasio, but somebody else figured out how to turn the switch on. So we're going to be appreciative of that because we're not going to forget 9/11. I also reported to you the president's brother has died, so keep him in your prayers and the family as well. And I'm noticing that since Kamala Harris has been added to the Joe Biden ticket, and I know you're not supposed to say Kamala Harris, but Joe Biden said Kamala. So, you know, Kamala. Kamala Harris was an interesting pick all the way around. And I've noticed something. Facebook is really invested in this election, because they're now starting to censor true items. I put this photo on my Facebook feed. It says, "I just accepted a job offer from a man I once called a racist and a rapist." And then a few hours later, my readers were getting the false information cover by Facebook. It said, checked by independent fact checkers. They wanted to tell people that what that meme said was false. The problem is, it's absolutely true. She dressed him down as a racist in one of the debates. The whole nation saw it. And then when his accuser came out accusing him of sexual assault, first-degree sexual assault, she said she believed the accuser of Joe Biden, not Joe Biden. So I don't know what Facebook's, quote, independent fact-checkers are looking at, but now they're censoring truth when you post it. Just thought that was kind of interesting. By the way, follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/KMC01. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at KMC Radio. I'm also on Parler at KMC Radio as well, and would love to interact with you on any of those platforms as we go forward. Again, the podcast's up at SoundCloud and iTunes, and always free. We never put those behind a paywall. And lastly, if you have not yet, but would like to, we are three gifts away from liberating the final three slaves that we had tried to liberate this spring and summer. 93 women have been freed. I don't want to leave these three behind. Would you call 888-342-1010? A gift of $250 will liberate them. $25 a month for 10 months, $50 for 5, you pick. Anyway, that's all for this week.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.